Glasses clinked, silencing the room. I turned my attention to the two thrones.
Here we go,
Andre whispered.
He looks happy. Something terrible must have happened.
I let out a half snort, half laugh, earning a look from my mother across the room. My father was smiling, but not his usual public smile, where there was a slight curve to his lips with no crease below the eyes. No, this one was genuine. His eyes shined as his mouth rounded upward, balling his cheeks. The light from the chandelier waved through the silver hues of hair beneath his crown, set with rubies and emeralds. His deep voice rumbled.
Gather dignitaries, friends, and...
He lifted his glass to Andre's in my direction.
Family, I am delighted to announce a new, strong relationship today between Fae and sorcerers. We will have unity between us for the first time in 700 years.
His words pulsated through the room. No one had expected them. A buzz of anxiety hung over us. How had he managed the impossible? His voice grew louder with each beat, booming through the absolute silence.
Our alliance will be solidified through the betrothal of my daughter, Winter Mortis, and the crown Fae prince, Blaze Lazarus.
Heads turned in my direction. Chatter rose and unintelligible whispers surrounded me. Exhaling a shaky breath, I closed my eyes. My father's discerning gaze was focused on me when I opened them again. He was waiting for my reaction. And in front of everyone who mattered to him, I knew what I needed to do. I forced a smile. Andre's hand found mine. He squeezed my fingers, grounding me.
It'll be fine. Just nod, he whispered. Stay calm. It's okay.
My father turned his attention back to the room, and his voice faded out. My ears rang loudly as shock rooted me to the spot. Marriage, I spluttered. Andre looked over at the thrones, suspicion crowning his eyes.
I'm surprised too.
What do I do?
I'll talk to them. But if his mind is set, you know there's little chance to changing it.
I gulped. Andre was right. He wouldn't go back on his word. He never did. Jasper looked at me from the other side of the hall. He had to have known, which must have been why they were visiting. I was the trade deal.